This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Thanks to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it all. Also, breaking ground on NIL, they've got some of the biggest names in college sports. They had Caitlin Clark in there, Angel Reese, and a lot of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round draft picks. And if you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. And the best trading card brands, Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And for those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Good morning, folks.
Morning, Dan and Danette.
Morning.
Here we are, another day, another Dan Patrick Show. If you'd like to watch, Peacock.
Peacock. I like the way you say Peacock.
If you want to listen later, download the podcast.
Download.
But right now, 3 hours live of the best sports talk on the air. Welcome to the Dan Patrick Show.
I love Dan Patrick. Oh, my God.
Home to the biggest guests and best sports talk on radio.
I love it.
One of my favorites.
Normally, home to Dan Patrick.
Hope you'll miss us.
But today, Dan and the Danettes are off.
Don't see another radio show behind my back, please.
And filling in, it's Doug Gottlieb and Jason Smith.
Good. There we go. It's good.
Broadcasting from the Mercedes Man Cave, this is the Dan Patrick Show.
Greetings and welcome inside the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan and the Danettes today. And we have Doug Gottlieb before you finally. You're finally getting to go do a game, right? After all these COVID pauses, you're out doing a game this weekend.
No, well, I've done a bunch of games, but we've missed like the last four because of COVID pauses. So, yeah. Big one tonight. There's actually a big one on Fox Sports 1. I'm not doing that one. I'm doing the other one on Fox Sports 1, which is UNLV versus San Jose State. But there's Utah State versus Boise State as well, which is actually a really good game. So anyway, check out Fox Sports 1 later tonight.
Nice. Look at you. I'm glad you're finally getting to do a game, because I know you must have been, you know, wondering, boy, are they canceling these games because they don't like my analysis on the show?
And, very strong possibility.
It could be.
Very strong possibility.
I feel good about that for you.
Or would I get traded with a bunch of dead cap money hanging behind me?
Yeah. What is your dead cap charge for this year? Like, what's the Doug Gottlieb 2021 dead cap charge?
Not very much. Not very much.
Well, look, we'll get into some college basketball coming up during the show today, as you know, the Jim Boeheim started to go crazy and starting to weigh in on Duke, and we're wondering what's going on with the tournament. But obviously the big story in sports the last 24 hours, the trade of Carson Wentz to the Indianapolis Colts from the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles wind up getting back a second and a third round pick, and the second round pick could wind up being a first round pick depending on Wentz's playing time if he plays 75% of the snaps this year. This is the latest domino to fall, and I look at this, Doug, and I say, all right, they did the best they could because clearly they thought it was going to be some kind of marketplace where, all right, Matthew Stafford went for this, and now we really have to trade Wentz, and let's try to drum up interest around the league and see where. And what they were finding out is that, well, just because Matthew Stafford went for two first and a third doesn't mean that, okay, Carson Wentz is going to go for that or we're going to get more. They kind of got what they could. I mean, this was Carson Wentz's value. It could be a first and a third, and I'm glad they did it. I think they had to do this now because they had put him out there, and the longer they wait, the worse the offer is going to get, and they got what they could for him. So I'm kind of happy with what the Eagles did.
Yeah, it still, though, is what I consider chasing the market. They massively overlisted their property, and they got two bites on it, and then turns out Wentz only really wanted to go to the Eagles. So, I mean, only really wanted to go to the Colts. So the Colts end up kind of bidding against themselves. The Eagles left themselves with no other choice other than to trade him because it got out. And so I agree they did the best they could with what they – the best they could at that point in time, but they completely butchered this thing to where they just kind of give away an asset which is still going to cost them on the salary cap this year.
You know, as far as Wentz goes, I disagree that they gave him away because if the guy's good, they were going to get more for him. You know, like I think he can go to Indianapolis and do really well, right? Like the Indianapolis took a worthwhile gamble on him because the guys they were going to get, he was the best of the guys, correct? He's not going to get Deshaun Watson. They're not going to trade him within division. Aaron Rodgers, whatever his magical, mystical, beautiful mystery plan is not going to include
trading,
Indianapolis.
He's trading Aaron Rodgers.
Well, we don't know what his – he's got a beautiful mystery plan, Doug. We don't know what it is. It's a beautiful mystery.
You're not trading the NFL's MVP. Keep going.
It's a beautiful mystery, man. And just go with the mystery part of it, man. It's all mysterious, man. So he's the guy they were going to get, right? You could kick the tires a bit on Derek Carr. Is that really that much of an upgrade? You can look at other guys. Is Jimmy Garoppolo, would he be that much of an upgrade? And so they took the gamble they needed to get. But for the Eagles, if he was really in demand, it doesn't matter how they handle it. Still, somebody would have said, hey, we got to have him, right? You want this, we'll do this, we'll do this, we'll take this contract, all these things. And part of it was, look, they're taking Wentz's contract, you know, with him as he goes. So you get a second, a third that's going to wind up being a first because Carson Wentz is, look, as long as he plays 75% of the snaps, which is the plan, clearly, and if they're winning, which they should be because the Colts are good, well, then it's a first and a third. So it's kind of, you know, even though I do agree they could have handled it differently, but I don't know that in the end it was anything, they got anything less than what they would have gotten had they, you know, played their cards a little bit better.
That's fair. That's a fair way to look at it. I mean, we're both guessing. We both have no true knowledge, but you're right. I mean, the idea you would get, you're not going to get two first for a guy who no one knows in terms of his mentality how fragile he is going back to play for, you know, his former coach. But I do think when you balance it out against what the Lions got for Stafford, and I will grant you, two completely different players, different places in their career, franchises in different places, all those different things, it's, There's no way you can say, hey, you know, they got what anyone would think would be viable return on their investment based upon what they got back.
Do you still like Wentz going forward? Because I look at him as he's a change of scenery kind of guy, but I think that moving forward with him is if he gets in that different situation, look, he can blossom again because he needs positivity more than anything else. I mean, he's a guy that needs positivity. Look, we all need positivity in our lives, right? We all need positivity. We all need people to believe in us and going forward. And I didn't see any of that in Philadelphia the last couple of years. Yes, his play declining had a lot to do with it, but you can see how adversarial things were with him and the team after he got benched. And look, now the Eagles don't have the head coach or either quarterback that brought him to the Super Bowl, and you know, just 4 years ago. So, but going to this new situation now in Indianapolis, he's got coaches there who believe in him. Look, Frank Reich was his quarterback's coach when he achieved the highest success when he played at MVP level the Eagles Super Bowl year. So I kind of like it. Even if he does turn into something good, I can look at it now and say, all right, Carson Wentz could wind up being very good with the Indianapolis Colts. But if he came back to the Eagles, was he going to be this quarterback again? Is he going to stop with, hey, new head coach, new everything else? No, that wasn't going to happen.
Right. No, there's no chance. No, this is, look, this is his last best chance for Carson Wentz. Right. His last best chance to go back to a guy who relates to him well, which is interesting because, like, we just go and track everybody Frank Reich has coached, and we know who the next quarterback is going to be for the Colts, right? They had Philip Rivers, who he used to coach in San Diego, and now he's got and now he brings back Carson Wentz. That means at some point in time, Nick Foles is going to make an appearance, and let's see who else in between the two.
Randall Cunningham will come back. Sure, he'll play a little bit.
Like that said, Wentz going forward, I have no idea. I do know that he picked up a lot of bad habits. There is something about his personality and how he handled things that caused him to be on the outside looking in on of his own locker room, that they never really, you know, felt him, if you will. And I think he's got to calm his mind and his feet in the pocket. If there was a team to do it for, this is the best one, because they have, you know, obviously losing Anthony Costanzo hurts them to retirement. But outside of that, they have an outstanding offensive line and they have a very good young running back. And they've had multiple running backs, but Jonathan Taylor appears to be a star. And I think they're a team tailor-made for a guy who needs a little bit of extra time and a little bit better running game in order to kind of get his balance. My guess would be that Frank Reich takes a ton of the pressure off him early in the year and lets him get back to being who they both think he can be. Do I know he can get it back? I don't, because I know just how fragile confidence is. And no matter how good you're throwing in the preseason, once you see it right, you get hit in the regular season, it's a different sport.
Yeah, and plus, I think being in Indianapolis is a great fit for him, not just because, hey, he's got the coach, he's got this, but Indianapolis pressure is different than Philadelphia pressure, and it's different than Chicago pressure. And as it turns out, you know, we had Jay Glazer on the show last night, and he said, look, Chicago was never really in, right? Like, it was Indianapolis, and that was it. Chicago is kind of in a little, but they were never really a player for it. Is that even though you're still the quarterback and you're still going to get the lion's share of the blame and the lion's share of the praise if you succeed, it's kind of different because the pressure in the bigger media markets, it's an everyday feeding frenzy and every day. He had to deal with reports of players that just didn't like him that said, hey, you know, he needs to be a better leader. He's not a great leader.
Yeah, why is that? I guess, do you think that's only markets like Philadelphia and New York? You don't think that the Colts within their own market, everything's under a microscope? You don't think that being in the same uniform as Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck is going to put a ton of pressure on him? That team felt like they were a quarterback away and he thinks he's that quarterback? Like, I understand that we have all these media reports. Do you think when you're in the NFL you actually pay attention to any of that? And my answer is probably not. These guys don't read the paper. They don't listen to sports radio. They come in, they go to work, they go home. So
yeah, but look at the biggest thing with Wentz was that the report we had, it was 2 years ago, that he was coming off, he was still in the afterglow of the Super Bowl, where many unnamed players didn't like Wentz, right? Personally, they didn't like him. They didn't think he was a good leader. And it was a very big deal. And Wentz had to talk about it. And that's something that went from here's something that the media did or something that was a big topic and it just came to light. Like, that's not happening in Indianapolis. You know, we're not getting a big story out of the Indy Star that, hey, guess what? No one on the Colts likes Carson Wentz. We polled all the players and they all talked off the record and they don't like him because they think he does this, he does this, he does that. I mean, that doesn't happen in Indianapolis.
Well, I mean, I it hasn't happened because we haven't had a quarterback like this. And you haven't, it's also part of the ship that they run, how loose a ship they've been running in Philadelphia, that's allowed to be part of the narrative, right? Like, you don't think there's plenty of other major markets? Like, you haven't heard it out of Chicago, no matter how bad Mitch Trubisky is. That's a tough media market. Like, you go through, that speaks more to who the Eagles are as a franchise than it does the city of Philadelphia. Like, I'm just getting, like, the city of Indianapolis is all about the Colts. All about the Colts. Way more so than they, you know, everybody thinks it's a basketball town. Like, it's been a football town for 20 years. So I understand what you're saying, that we come in with the predetermined bias. You know, you being a New Yorker, growing up in the Northeast and knowing what those markets are like, you're like, man, they're vicious. And they are. Just, I don't know if that really affects the quarterback, right? If he sucks in Indy, he's going to get booed. If he sucked in Philadelphia, he's going to get booed. Period. So, and those are the things, it's the only times he'll have real interactions with real people.
Well, here's the thing. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan. It's one thing to say, okay, I can tune out the noise. I can tune out what people say. But when you bring it into the locker room, that's a big deal, right? Like, if I was walking around Fox and for some reason there was a big story in one of the industry trades, nobody at Fox Sports Radio likes Jason Smith. Nobody likes him. Nobody likes to work with him. You know, he took my dollar once and he got a soda out of the vending machine, never gave it back. He brings in food all the time and never offers us any, never offers to buy us whatever it was. I would feel really awful about this, because this is what people think about me. And would that affect me when I go into work every day and how they, you know, is this somebody that doesn't like me? Is this somebody that doesn't like me? Is it Mike Harmon that I'm on with? Is it you? Is it, I mean, that would be something that I would have no choice but to have to deal with. So there's certain things you can tune out. And, you know, when it comes to the media, and look, I'm not someone who thinks, well, look, I'll report what they say about this guy. Look, that's what happens. That's part of the gig. But when it comes into the locker room like that, that's something that you kind of have no choice but to. And when you, I mean, that's something I'd think about every day, all the time, every time I'm going into work. There'd be very few times in my life where that wouldn't be front and center, because I, you know, doing what we do for a living, it's very public. It's out there. And I would walk around, not paranoid, but wonder, does this guy like me? Is that going to change who I am? Am I going to say blank all you guys? I can't stand all of you because I know some of you don't like me. And it's probably you, and it's probably you. I become a different person. I'm a different person on the air. I'm not as happy as I was. It's a little bit more full of hate. I mean, that would get into my personality. If I was in that kind of situation, I could see where that would fester. And, you know, clearly Carson Wentz, he's just not going to that meat grinder where that's even going to be a topic of conversation.
Yeah, the whole experiment is going to be fascinating, right? Did Philadelphia, and I actually don't necessarily, what happens, it's like the Brady-Belichick thing, right? Tom Brady wasn't great for a good portion of the year. He wasn't particularly good in the second half of the NFC Championship game. And they had a smart game plan, and it was pretty conservative in the Super Bowl. But because he won the Super Bowl, well, then he was right and Belichick was wrong, right? Like that's how some people's brains work. And I don't think that's the case with Brady and Belichick. And I don't think that would be the case if Carson Wentz ultimately succeeds in Philadelphia. It was toxic. It had gone awry, but he had started to play terribly as well and had lost that locker room. And now we get a chance to see if he can get it back.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, Download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com.
Last night, it happened late. We had the big, well, what passes for the big matchup between the Nets and the Lakers, where actually no stars played in this game, Doug. They brought up everybody from the G League. LeBron James didn't play. There was no Harden. There was no Kyrie. They all had guys dressing up as them. So it looked like the Nets and the Lakers. But, you know, clearly without this star power, it was kind of just a game on a Thursday night, but it was kind of a fun game to see. You get to see what a potential NBA Finals preview would look like, albeit without a lot of the star players.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in uniforms there were. I mean, you did see James Harden, you did see Kyrie Irving, you did see LeBron James. But when you cut out the other two, you know, seven-footers, it's a different sport.
It was a night in which the Lakers fell to the Nets, 109-98. But a big highlight in the game for LeBron James, he gets to 35,000 points, just the third player in the history of the game to get there. He's probably about, let's see, the rest of this season and maybe another season and a half away from breaking Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's record. He's probably going to play till he at least gets 40,000 points, probably holding out for Bronny to give him that assist. Right, he's got 39,998, and it's a hey, listen, we're getting up court. Bronny, you give me that pass, I'll hit a jumper, and then we hug, and that's the highlight I want. Then I can walk off the court forever. Going to get that assist from Bronny for 40K. I look at him, Doug, and I see LeBron as, if we talk about Tom Brady, that look at what Brady's doing at 42 and 43, winning Super Bowls, and he can continue to win Super Bowls as long as the Bucks have good weapons around him. Like we saw what he was like at the end in New England, and now here he is with better weapons, you know, two good running backs, three good receivers, two tight ends. Yeah, he can keep winning. Can LeBron James do what he's doing up until 40? I mean, we like to say, well, he's got a couple more years left of his prime. He's going to slowly do this. He's playing at MVP level right now. I mean, we've seen him do this for a long time now. Can he still play close to a high level as long as he's got guys like AD around him when he's 40 years old, 41, 42, getting to be as old as Brady?
I don't know. I mean, like, look, the thing is he's become much smarter with his movement. He's obviously developed. He has that kind of weird, funky step forward, step back, jump shot that creates space. He's better in the post. The big thing is defensively. You know, he doesn't move as much as he used to, but when he needs to, he still really can. And he's an incredible verbal leader, and everybody plays hard around him. As the team is being constructed, I think he can do it for a while. I mean, the problem is that, like, when it goes fast. Even with LeBron, at some point it's gonna go and go fast. And then it's got to be injuries. Like, at some point, don't you sit him down this year? You're playing without Anthony Davis. Great, Anthony Davis will be back fresh and rested for the playoffs. What about LeBron James? He's playing crazy. I know he's not practicing, so the wear and tear is not nearly as severe as someone leads you to believe. Anyway, to answer your initial question, a common logic says no, he can't play into his 40s and have the same movement. But he's destroyed any other ceiling for what he can do at this age. It shouldn't be that much of a surprise if he did so going forward.
You know, you bring up an interesting point about him and all the minutes he's playing now. Because we did the show on Monday, and we talked about his load, about how, hey, he wants to win MVP. He wants to be the all-time leading scorer. You know, all right. Things that are going to happen.
He's a big legacy guy. No matter if he says it or doesn't, he is absolutely a legacy guy.
Can the Lakers be the bad guy? Can they sit him down? Can they say, listen, I know you want all this, but
absolutely,
we got this game. And he says, okay, I'll sit. I won't play in this game. And then we're going to do it again next week and maybe the week after that. They can do that?
Well, I think that's what this sets up for. I think it sets up for the Lakers being the bad guy and LeBron be like, look, I want to play. But, you know, this is just something. This is a management decision. I don't think there's any question about it that he's gotten positive equity, not just for winning a championship, but for how much and how hard he's played in this first half of the season. I think he'll get the benefit of the doubt from fans, and I think the easy out is going to be the team taking the bullet, if you will, for LeBron.
It really is amazing that he continues to go at this in games where, look, the Lakers are a clear underdog and they could sit him, right? Like last Sunday, going to Denver, playing in the Mile High Air, they had won a bunch of games in a row. They had played three overtime games in a row. That's a game where I thought, okay, they're going to sit him. You take the L and you leave, because you see that the Clippers are doing that, the Nets are doing that. They listen. We'll play without our guys. If we go into Utah and get drubbed like the Clippers did, you know, hey, we're okay taking that L. It's just weird that I see him in games where I go, boy, this is like one of those nights where you can see the ending coming, even though he's going to play and it's LeBron and he could give you 35 and 12 and 10 and have an incredible night. When you're really going up against a team that is just has you outgunned, that's where I go, these decisions are easy to say, hey, listen, you're not going to play in this game. We're not going to play you here. And we're just going to continue to bank some wins for a while and be smart and be smart with your play.
But I don't think
he still plays in these games.
I don't think Frank Vogel's making that decision. I think that's a LeBron James decision, to be totally honest with you. You know, and what's going to suck is if for God forbid, if he got hurt, it's going to be on Frank Vogel's tombstone, right? Like, he's the one who played. But I don't think this is a Frank Vogel decision in terms of the volume of minutes he's playing.
So this will come from way above, and he'll be okay.
It doesn't come from way above. It comes from LeBron himself. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think, and you're gonna have people say, well, that means LeBron's not coachable. No, he's coachable. But I mean, like, what are you gonna do? LeBron wants to play. He's gonna play. He plays. It's like Kobe Bryant. When Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles tendon, they're like, well, you know, Mike Brown played him too much, or whoever. I think Mike Brown was the coach. Whoever played him too much. Like, what are you talking about? Nobody's taking Kobe Bryant out. Kobe doesn't want to come out of the game. It's not happening.
So is this going to be after the All-Star break? Is he going to go like this and play in the game that he wants to play in?
I mean, how bad is the All-Star game thing? Like, literally. Oh, hey, guys, listen, we know none of you want to be there, but we got good news. There's going to be none of the fun parties and hangouts that there used to be in a city like Atlanta, which is a great hangout city. Wait, so you want me to go to an All-Star game that's only a one-day deal? Everything's condensed. I got to follow these protocols. And oh yeah, by the way, I can't go hang out and socialize. Yeah, no, you cannot.
Okay, it sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like fun. Or yeah. I could go, you know, I could stay at home or go somewhere warm for a couple of days. Which is it? Like, is this really a discussion? That's where Kyrie was smart. He's got his bad back, right? And then load management and bad back and all these other non-provable injuries.
Yeah, but he should be good. Like, if he can sprinkle sage across the court before every game, he'd be healthy, wouldn't he?
Have you seen the walking stick that he's bringing everywhere with him?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Walking. Hey, well, I've used walking sticks before. They're kind of fun. I mean, it makes you feel wizened and older with age as I have a walking stick, so I know things about life. I'm like Obi-Wan Kenobi.
It does make you feel wise. It really does. I mean, he doesn't have a lightsaber, so he's not Obi-Wan Kenobi. But it does. I mean, he's going to go down as one of the weirdest guys in the history of the league, right?
Yeah.
Remember that we're going to be like, he's going to be like 20 years from now. Remember that time I had a walking stick? I had those guys so messed up in the media. It's pretty funny.
Hey, what did Rodman do? Well, he partied a lot. Yeah, but yeah, did anything happen during the games? Yeah, a few times. Yeah, but let me tell you about Kyrie Irving. Right, that's what that like. The stories we tell about Rodman is stories that in 20 years people are going to go, I remember when they had that Kyrie Irving guy. Dude, he was crazy, man. He had so many things going on. Are you believing in the Nets now a bit? I mean, they've won a lot of games in a row. They're at the top of the East now, and they seem to be figuring it out by playing two of their three stars every night.
Well, what is believing in the Nets?
That the Nets can get to the NBA Finals.
I believe they can. I don't believe they're likely to. But I absolutely believe they can. I mean, look, Kevin Durant might be the best player in the league. James Harden's probably been the best offensive player in the league. And Kyrie Irving's right there as well in the discussion. And they're trying to find pieces to put around them to plug some of the defensive holes. So, I mean, like, look, they all have holes. You know, Ben Simmons has become the best defensive player in the NBA. And they're taking him off the point some. But, I mean, Ben Simmons' shooting is a massive hole. Danny Ainge came out yesterday and said he doesn't think they have a championship team there, right? So everybody has some sort of holes. The problem with the Nets is it's a defensive hole, like, in general, and it's really hard to sign a couple of guys that are going to play a couple minutes a game and hope they fix your entire team's defense problems.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Joining us right now on the hotline, covers the Colts for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at Holder Steven. That's at Holder Steven. It is Steven Holder. And we'll kick things off just by letting you know of his most recent tweet regarding Carson Wentz. My question for those who don't like Carson Wentz for the Colts, what was the better option? And I'm referring to the realistic ones, to be clear.
Right.
I'll wait. Steven, welcome to the show, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Great. It's an excellent point you bring up, right? Everybody has these dream scenarios of quarterbacks you could have. But like, look, you have a quarterback who's shown that he can play in the NFL, who's played for Frank Reich before, and he's available, and he didn't have to move mountains to get him. It actually is. I guess the question is, what is your personal reaction? How confident are you that Frank Reich can fix Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I think, well, I'll start by saying that everything is relative, right? So, and that's the point of the tweet that you just mentioned and the column that accompanied it, which is, yeah, are there better options? I mean, are there better scenarios? Sure. But they weren't within the Colts' reach. They weren't there for them. So, of the options, and we're talking about a free agent class that includes what, you know, Ryan Fitzpatrick and Cam Newton. I mean, is anyone lining up to buy tickets for that? Right. So I think that was one option. Then you had the NFL draft. They're sitting there at number 21. How are you going to get to the top, I don't know, say five or six picks, both finding a trade partner and then also, you know, being convinced that the prospect you're trading up for is worth the huge compensation it's going to cost you. That's a totally different scenario as well. So given all of that, yeah, might actually work for them potentially. And as you said, they didn't have to move mountains. Will it work? I think they have the right situation for Carson Wentz. If he's ever going to figure it out, it's going to be now. He's got Frank Reich, and I know we can. I know a lot of people have beat that drum over the last 24 hours, but there's a reason for it. I mean, Frank Reich has gotten the most out of the quarterbacks he has worked with. There's no question about it. Even Andrew Luck in Frank's first season in Indianapolis, 2018, I thought that was Andrew Luck's most efficient season. So I thought he even fine-tuned his game, both through coaching and through the play calling and the offensive scheme. Then you look at Phillip Rivers last year. Here's a guy who the previous year had thrown 20 interceptions. People think he's done. I mean, he was close to done, but he still had another pretty good season in him. And I thought Frank Reich helped bring that out of him. He kept the turnovers down. He really, I thought, played really efficiently last season, which is the one thing I wasn't convinced he would do. So given all of that, I think in his past success, Frank Reich's past success with Carson Wentz, I think there's a lot of evidence there that maybe he can do it again. This is a tall order. That's fair. But I think there's enough there to say there's something there to buy into.
Steven, were they in on anybody else, or was this Carson Wentz or bust? Like, did they have a contingency plan? If something happened, the Eagles were, hey, we don't know, we don't like this offer, we're going to wait a little bit.
Oh, for sure. They have considered everything. I mean, that's been their biggest focus here the past several weeks. I mean, that includes Matthew Stafford. Now, they weren't going to give up the farm for Matthew Stafford. That was never something the Colts were interested in doing. But, yeah, did they get in on that? Sure, they did. I know Sam Darnold has been a topic of conversation within Colts headquarters. I know that Derek Carr is someone whose name has come up as well. I don't know how far down that road they went. I don't think Derek Carr is available, but certainly that's someone they've talked about. And then the draft is certainly something they have discussed. But I think the evaluation there is twofold. Number one, do you believe in those guys? Do you believe in any of those other guys on that level that you'd be able to, or you'd be willing, excuse me, to give up huge compensation? And, you know, and then is it even accessible to you? Is it doable? So they considered all of those things, and I'm sure the free agent class as well. And it's much like last year. I mean, they really, before signing Phillip Rivers, they examined every prospect in the draft last year and watched every throw of all the top prospects and still came to the decision that Phillip Rivers was a better route for them. So whether they're right or wrong here, I don't know. But I have no doubt they considered everything and checked all the boxes.
Yeah, and listen, it's like I love the idea on paper, and I actually really like it for Carson Wentz. Really like it. I got to see it. Okay, so here's a question for the Colts. They lose Costanzo, but generally the line is a position of strength, right? They've rebuilt that offensive line, something they didn't do for Andrew Luck nearly quickly enough, and they didn't do well enough at time for Peyton. They got him Jonathan Taylor. They have they got a talented young wide receiver. What else has to be added to this team for them to take that next step?
So, great question. I think they'll get their left tackle. You talked about Anthony Costanzo. I think this is the perfect draft to do it, right? So I'm not terribly worried about that. They've got number 21. There should be a tackle or two available to them. So that will work itself out, I believe. I think the one area I'd like to see the Colts take a step, and I'm not sure how they do it, but the one area I'd like to see them take a step is at their edge rush. If you watch the Colts last season, you might have some concerns about cornerback, especially with Xavier Rhodes coming off a really good season and now being a free agent. He's going to have options. I don't know if he comes back. So you might worry on just at first glance about the corners. But I think really the issue was up front. I think that's where it stemmed from. Not enough edge rush. DeForest Buckner at defensive tackle is a phenomenal player. Phenomenal. I mean, he's just really a smidge below Aaron Donald, I believe, at that position. But he's got to have some help, I think, on the edge rush. You've got Justin Houston, who at 31 years old was really good against the run, but just doesn't really have the pass rush pop still. And I think they have some other young guys that are trying to develop, and none of them have really, I think, jumped up and tried to take that mantle. So that's one area where I think you can get off the field a little quicker if you have a little more consistent edge rush. But I really think it is a good team for Carson Wentz. He doesn't have to do a lot because it is exactly as you laid out. It's a team that has a lot going for it. So the bar for Carson Wentz is not terribly high. He doesn't have to be a savior or a hero.
Stephen Holder, senior writer for The Athletic, Colts Insider, the guest here on the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan today. So when it comes to Carson Wentz and dealing with the pressure, Doug and I kind of disagreed about this last hour on the show about how, you know, look, he does need positivity. He wasn't getting positivity in Philadelphia. He'll get that now in Indianapolis. Is the pressure going to be easier for him in Indianapolis compared to the meat grinder he went through in Philadelphia?
I think that is probably true. People talk about the Philadelphia media. I don't think it's the Philadelphia media. I think it's the Philadelphia fans. I mean, and I'm not saying that in a pejorative way. I'm just saying, like, it's a very much what have you done for me lately environment. And, you know, and what he's done lately hasn't been very good. So it doesn't take long for people to decide they're done with you. And I get it. That's how the business works in that town. So it is what it is. And here he comes into a much different situation. People want to love Carson Wentz. They want him to succeed. They want to see the best in him here, despite having doubts about him, right? I mean, if you're a Colts fan, you're not going to look at this and say, Super Bowl, here we come. I mean, no, you've got to see it. But I think you understand the move. You understand why they do it, and you understand what the possible upside is. I think everyone can see that. Everyone with an open mind can see that. So, look, I mean, he's also going to have a coach who's going to reinforce the positive. I mean, Frank Reich has a wonderful ability to really, I think, have control of his team, but never even raise his voice. I don't know how he does it, honestly. I kind of admire it. I wish I could be as persuasive as he is without dropping a four-letter word sometimes, but yeah. He really does do it and does a really good job of it. And they've got a great, great culture in that locker room. So that doesn't win you a Super Bowl necessarily in itself, but it certainly can solve a lot of other problems. So I think he's in a great place. It's going to be a good culture in the locker room and certainly outside the locker room, I think, for Carson Wentz, as long as he does his part.
It makes me sick. You know, it's like the guy who doesn't yell at his kids. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, sorry, mine don't listen to me unless I yell at them. They're like, why are you yelling at me? Because you don't listen to me. If I ask you nicely to do something, you know, and if I take something away from you, there's just nothing. Like, you literally only listen if I yell. Like, Frank Reich's that guy. That's annoying that he can get his point across without yelling. Hate guys like that.
I hate the guy.
Yeah. I hear you.
Really?
I hear you.
You can follow him on Twitter, @HolderSteven. That's @HolderSteven, Stephen Holder, Colts Insider with The Athletic. Check out his latest on why it can work now in Indianapolis for Carson Wentz. It's right there on his Twitter page. Stephen, thanks a bunch, my friend. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great one.
Okay, fellas. Thanks.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. ExpressPros.com.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Fox Sports Radio, the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb in for Dan. The Danettes today. Hit us up on Twitter at HowAboutAFresca, Doug at Gottlieb Show. It's been a big last few days in the NFL. Carson Wentz gets traded yesterday. And joining us now on the hotline, he's got a big announcement he's going to have for us coming up in a few minutes. Viking star running back Dalvin Cook. You can follow him on Twitter at Dalvin Cook. What's happening, man? Thanks for stopping by.
I appreciate it. You know, I'm always a pleasure to be on here.
Dude, what do you make of all the quarterback moves that have gone on so far? We saw Matt Stafford move, Jared Goff move to your division. Now Carson Wentz is gone. What do you make of this?
It's the NFL. You expect the unexpected, and I think that's what's going on. The guy that was the number two and the number one pick has been traded. So, you expect the unexpected.
Dalvin, how would you characterize your year, you personally?
My year? I think putting that hard work, this offseason, last offseason, and just translating into the season, I think it was good. I had a good year. It's something to build from. And, I think our offense itself, as a team, we still got a lot to prove. And I think that's what I'm trying to get better at, just helping my team get better. And my individual stats going to come, but I just want to I want to go win a Super Bowl.
How important was it for you, considering you got the big new contract, to perform at a level or above that level, right? It's like one thing to get paid. It's another thing to show you deserve to get paid. How important was that to you?
It was big for me. I think, me expressing how I feel about Minnesota and being in Minnesota was important. I think I showed my team, GMs, everybody, I love Minnesota. And that's where I want to be at. Since I got hurt and, these couple of years, I missed about 2 years, and the city stood behind me. Just believing in the player I am, the man who I am, and they give me opportunity, and I'm gonna just keep proving them that. Giving me that contract, was the right decision.
What was it like playing under the COVID restrictions and everything? No fans in the stands. All the tests you guys had to take. What was that like for you?
It was different. I think the Minnesota Vikings adjusted to that a little different. We started out slow. We didn't really know what to expect, and just being in that stadium without the score chant, without the fans, it was different for the Minnesota Vikings. No excuses for us. We still had to go play football, but it was a different year for the NFL.
when you played Tampa, okay, and they were, remember, they were only 7-5 when you guys played them. They were 8-5 after they beat you guys coming out the bye week. Did you think, well, that's a Super Bowl team?
I know when guys, you know, flow to the ball, you know, pursue to the football. You got good linebackers, good defense. I thought they was a good team when we played them. I thought they were just getting better. I thought they was just like gelling as a team, and my thought was right. You know, they got better as they went. You know, in the playoffs, they played championship football, and you see what happened as the outcome. You know, it's a good defense, and with Tom Brady mind and pushing that team, I think that's what they needed.
If you won the Super Bowl, would you ever try to throw the Lombardi Trophy across a body of water towards a teammate, or would you hold?
Yeah, I want to do everything Tom Brady did. Whatever he did to win the Super Bowl, to win another one, I want to do what he did.
Dalvin Cook, our guest here with us on the Dan Patrick Show. Jason Smith, Doug Gottlieb, in for Dan today. All right, now you have a pretty big announcement, a pretty fun announcement that you have. Lay it on us.
Yeah, you know, we're in the FCF. I'm co-owner of the Zappers. It's a new league, you know, the fan control league. You know, they call the play. They pick the teams just every week. Then you got guys that get franchised that stay on teams every week. I'm part of the Zappers where we got Anthony Jones and Johnny Manziel as our running back and quarterback. And I think the league's only getting bigger. You got guys like Quavo, Marshawn Lynch, you know, me, Richard Sherman, all those guys that's part of this league that's pushing this thing just for guys to get an opportunity to play football. And I think that's what it comes down to, you know, just giving people the opportunity to fulfill their dreams and, you know, just, like I said, go play some football again.
How much trash talk is there on text between you and the other owners, you and the other current football players?
And I think everybody knows the Zappers is what it is, but it's just a lot of trash talk. It's fun. And that's what I love about it. It's nothing but fun, and, you know, it's nothing but love between everybody, and I love it.
All right. Have you talked to Johnny Manziel yet?
You know, Johnny is Johnny. I always. he's one of the guys. He's a zapper. Dan, he's a zapper. So Johnny is Johnny.
What about Johnny did you not know before you got to know him?
When you think about a guy just truly being himself, and I think that's Johnny. I just, you know, the media and everybody can portray a guy to be, you know, something else, but Johnny is Johnny. Like he's just who he is, and we appreciate it for being who he is, and, you know, just moving forward, we just love you part of the Zappers, being Zapp.
Look, Justin Jefferson had about as good a year as you can have as a rookie, but you had to, like, I'm just wondering with you, like when Stephon Diggs gets sent away, you probably had to roll your eyes. Like, how are we going to replace Stephon Diggs? What about Justin impressed you in his rookie season?
You know, and I think it tends to go unnoticed. You know, when Diggs got traded, how Jefferson, you know, just came in and just bit. He was him. Like, you know, JJ was him. Like, he was just a guy that just won a championship. Just riding that horse. Just being who he is. And he came in and, you know, right away training camp. You know, I seen it in him. You know, he come and make a play. Just being that guy for LSU. I think when you don't tend to step out of your box of who you is and, you know, what got you to where you're at, you know, that makes you be successful. And I think they did that. When he came in, he just was being him. No, I stood on the box trying to be Stephon Diggs. He was being Justin Jefferson, and he came in and had a great year. And I think he's going to get better.
All right, Dalvin, let me set you up with a question because now you're an owner, right? So now let me give you an owner type question, and you got to give me the owner answer. You ready? Because you give player answers to start. We'll give you an owner question. You ready? All right, here we go. I'll get a real serious voice and ask it. Okay, here we go. I'll get real serious. Dalvin, your quarterback, Johnny Manziel, his big quote following his first game was, "Win or lose, we booze." What do you make of that statement from Johnny Manziel?
Great statement. That is part of being part of that is just being part of the Zappers. Win or lose, we booze. That's just part of being part of the Zappers. That's who we are, like the Zappers. You know, we want to win every game, and Johnny know that. Johnny know we want to win. And You know, no pressure. Johnny gonna be Johnny, but you know, we want to win, and I just think that's part of being. That's just part of being part of the Zappas. Win or lose, we booze.
Jerry Jones isn't giving that statement. You know, I'll tell you what, he's not saying that following a game.
That's why Johnny. That's why Johnny playing for the Zappas. That's why he playing for me.
Because this is the place where he can. This is the place where he can do it. Hey, listen, Dalvin, thanks so much for joining us. Should be awesome to watch this league, and appreciate you being our guest on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.